الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والرحمة المهداة للعالمين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين وخلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنتهم واهتدى بهديهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات في مسجد شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى في مدينة أو في منطقة لكستن في مدينة لندن في المملكة المتحدة في هذا المساء، مساء الأربعاء. Dear brothers and sisters, you're welcome to this gathering in this blessed mosque, mosque of Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. May Allah bestow His mercy upon him. Here in Brixton, London, United Kingdom. This evening, the evening of Wednesday, السابع والعشرين من شوال عام 31 و400 و1000 من الهجرة الموافق للسادس من أكتوبر عام 2010. This evening, the 27th of شوال 1431, the 6th of October 2010. نجتمع مرة أخرى كعادتنا، وقد ألفتموني وألفتكم وعرفتموني وعرفتكم وأحببتموني وأحببتكم، وأسأل الله عز وجل أن يجمعنا دائما على طاعته، وأن يجمعنا ثانية في دار كرامته ومستقر رحمته في دار السعداء في جنات النعيم. فلا حاجة للتقديم، لأنني واحد منكم. There is no need for introduction because I'm one of you. You know me, you knew me, I knew you. You loved me and I love you. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to keep our gatherings always on His obedience and to gather us back again in the land of mercy of Allah and the land of dignity, the paradise. حديث اليوم وموضوع اليوم قد اختاره الإخوة في إدارة المسجد، مشكورين بعناية لأهمية بالغة وغاية. This topic today was selected by the brothers in the administration of the masjid in a very perfect way and for a real essential purpose. About the extremism in the religion. يقول نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث عند النسائي بسند صححه الألباني. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith reported by Imam al-Nasai and authenticated by Albani, may Allah be blessed with both of them, إياكم والغلو في الدين. إياكم والغلو في الدين فإنما أهلك من كان قبلكم غلوهم في غلوهم واختلافهم على أنبيائهم. إسحاق سلم said, "Go, stay away from extremism in the religion, verily those who were before you were only destroyed by their extremism and their disputations with their prophets. فما هو الغلو؟ كيف نعرف هذا الغلو؟ What is the extremism؟ ما هي حدوده؟ What are the parameters؟ لأن بعض الناس قد يقول أنت تغلو في كذا، بينما واقع الأمر ليس غلوا. Because some people say that you have extremism in this thing, but when you come to look, you don't see what they say. You don't see that there is غلو. فما هو الغلو؟ What is the غلو؟ لنستمع إلى أهل العلم يعرفوننا بالغلو. Let's listen to the people of knowledge describing the غلو to us, defining it so we know it and we stay away from it. حتى لا يأتي إنسان يقول، يعني بعض الناس اسمحوا لي، because some people say for example إطلاقك اللحية يا أخي هذا غلو في الدين. Wearing your beard, this is غلو. Why you're Muslim خلاص. ويقال للمرأة حجابك هذا غلو في الدين، لماذا تغلو في الدين؟ And they say to the Muslim woman when she is in niqab and hijab, it's extremism, it's غلو. Why? نعم. إذا ما هو الغلو؟ ما هو الغلو؟ What is غلو؟ What is the extremism؟ نحتاج إلى تعريف. هذا التعريف لا يصلح أن يصدر من بعضنا لبعض. This definition of غلو should not come from one of us to the other, and everyone takes his own understanding of غلو. لا. يجب أن نرجع إلى أهل العلم. We have to go back to the people of knowledge. فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. لنسمع الآن إلى بعض ما جاء في ذلك. قال الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى: الغلو مجاوزة الحد. الغلو مجاوزة الحد، لأن يزاد في الشيء في حمده أو ذمه على ما يستحق ونحو ذلك. He said, شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية said in defining الغلو, he said it is to exceed the boundaries, to exceed the limits and boundaries of anything, to exceed, to go beyond it. Now, and then he said, by adding something to it in the way of praising, for example, or in a way of dispraising. Either praising or dispraising, حمد أو ذم، على يعني فوق ما يستحقه، إما من الحمد أو فوق ما يستحقه من الذم. It is either that you praise him for يعني you praise him more than what it should be praised, then you are exceeding the limits and boundaries. Or you dispraise him to limits that you يعني humiliate him, where it should not also be happening. وبنحو هذا التعريف أيضا عرفه الشيخ سليمان بن عبد الله بن محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمهم الله. Same definition given by the grandson of Muhammad Abdul Wahab, Sulaiman ibn Abdullah ibn Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahab. وأيضا عرفه الحافظ ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله بقوله، and also Imam الحافظ ابن حجر العسقلاني also defined this غلو by saying المبالغة، هو المبالغة في الشيء والتشديد فيه بتجاوز الحد. وهذا قريب من كلام الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية. He said it is exceeding the boundaries. with anything or anyone. Either raising him high above what he should be or what he should be, or lowering him down lower than where he should be. هذا كله غلو. هذا كله غلو. نعم. حصل في الأمة التجاوز لبعض الناس. It happened amongst the Ummah in the history of the Ummah of Islam that people exceeded the limits of praising and respect to some other people. مثال ذلك الذين يعبدون الأولياء. الأصل أنه لا بد من أن نحب الأولياء. Those who worship the أولياء. Originally we have to respect and love the أولياء. لأنهم أولياء الله. Because they are the أولياء of Allah. لكن هل هذا الحب يؤهلنا أو يسمح لنا؟ Can this love to these أولياء allow us to subjugate them, to bow for them, to prostrate for them, to slaughter in their names, to bow with their names, to swear with their names? Definitely this is all wrong. This is not from the praise and respect. It's out of it. يدل على ذلك ما جاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن رجلا جاءه فقال ما شاء الله وشئت يا محمد. What proves that is that what happened one day when a man came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said what Allah wills and what you will, O Muhammad. He's showing now love and respect to Rasulullah ﷺ, but he's exceeding the boundaries and limits. Because he's now equaling Allah Ta'ala, equalizing Muhammad ﷺ with Allah, putting them on the same level. فغضب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Prophet ﷺ was very angry. هل هذا الرجل جاء لي ليحط من قدر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ أبدا. هو محب للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Did this man come to disrespect, to show disrespect of this honor or this praise Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? No. He is one of those who love Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم very highly. But he used wrong terminology. هل قصد هذا الإنسان أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو مثيل لله؟ Did this man mean to say that Rasulullah is equal to Allah? قطعاً لا. Definitely no. لكنه قال هذه الكلمة ظناً أن هذا لا بأس فيه. But he said this word thinking that this is no problem with it. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يترك هذا الأمر يمر هكذا بدون تصحيح. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not let this thing go like that without correcting it. فقال له أجعلتني لله ندا. Have you taken me as a covenant to Allah? فهذا أيضا من صور الغلو. وإن كان غير مقصود ما يفهم منه أننا نجرح على الصحابة أبدا حاشا وكلا, كل الصحابة عدول, لكن الله عز وجل جعلهم يخطئون بعض الأخطاء حتى نتعلم نحن الأحكام. And no one come to say that Muhammad al-Maliki can say الصحابة. No, أعوذ بالله. We love them all, we respect them all. We just mention this to show that Allah Ta'ala made them to fall into some mistakes like this in order that we are shown how to do whenever we are in the same mistake. نعم. إذن الغلو ليس بالضرورة أن يكون بقصد الحط أو بقصد الحط حط الإنسان عن قدره، ولا بقصد يعني، ولكن بالعادة بقصد رفعه، لكن قد يأتي بقصد الحط وهذا يكون فيه غلو. يعني in some times although the غلو does not necessarily mean to disrespect or dispraise or dishonor someone, usually غلو is to يعني overpraising, to overpraise someone and raising him above, high above, way above his level. This is غلو. نعم. This is غلو. يعني مثال من الأمثلة الحية اليوم حتى بين يعني أهل السنة والسلفيين. An example of the living يعني life today, the existing life today, even amongst أهل السنة and the Salafis today, which we are inshallah منهم. نعم. ماذا يعني يحصل؟ يأتي بعض هذا يقول إيش طالب علم، الشيخ، العلامة، المحدث، الفقيه، الأصولي، ما بقى من لقب إلا وأعطاه لهذا الطالب الناشئ. هذا غلو لأنه يحبه. يعني يأتي إنسان يقول يعني someone come and praise someone, a student of knowledge, who's mashallah strong student of knowledge. But he is not to the limit that this man is describing him. الشيخ، العلامة، المحدث، الفقيه، الأصولي، اللغوي. نعم. في المقابل إما هو بعد زمن أو غيره يأتي ليحط من قدر طالب العلم الجاهل، الغر، الغمر. On the other hand, either this person who praised this man, this طالب العلم, after some time when they have a clash or conflict or disagreement or like that, or someone else come and say, who is he? They said about him, Allama, Sheikh, this. No, no, he is an arrogant, ignorant. He steals the books and hadith and link it to himself. Subhanallah. قولوا بقولكم أو ببعض قولكم. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the people, say then what you should say, which is which fits the person that you are talking about. Now, do not exceed the limits. الغلو ليس بالضرورة يكون متعلق بالأشخاص. أحيانا يكون الغلو في تعاطي أحكام الدين. غلو extremism is not necessarily to be with, يعني related to persons or people who you praise or you dispraise. Now, sometimes غلو can be found in dealing with the verses and evidences and hadith and the way to understand it. يعني مثلا بعض الناس يفسر النصوص تفسير من عندي وفيه تشدد وفيه غلو. نعم. Some people do interpret some of the evidences without any knowledge, by his own يعني intellect, if we would say, and he practices the glue in there. He يعني takes the يعني this nusus to where it should not be. يعني he raises it to either kufr or iman while it's not. نعم. ولعل نضرب أمثلة إن شاء الله في أثناء الكلام. وإذا نسيت تذكروني. And we may give some examples while we are talking, and if I forget, later on you remind me. من ذلك مثلا آه تحريم البعض لأشياء غير محرمة لم يحرم الشارع. From the glow is some people come and forbid things that the Sharia did not forbid. This is غلو. This is غلو. This is from the غلو. نعم. يعني مثلا يأتي الإنسان يحرم طعاما معينا الشريعة لم تحرمه، لكن هو يرى أن هذا لا ما ينبغي، لماذا تأكلونه؟ أو لباسا معينا الشريعة لم تحرمه. يعني someone might come and forbid some food which الشريعة did not say it is حرام. نعم. But he finds it يعني from you know يعني it is not يعني good for the Muslim to eat like this يعني nice food and just take any food and خلاص. سلاح أخي، من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج الناس والطيبات من الرزق؟ الله عز وجل يقول في كتابه أوفوا بالعهد the beautiful people and the good food that Allah Ta'ala sustain people with. إذا لم يكن هناك دليل من الشريعة على تحريم شيء معين فتحريم ذلك يعد غلوا. If there is no dalil from the Sharia to forbid something of this food or like that, then forbidding it is haram. Forbidding it is haram. أيضا من التكلف والغلو ترك الضروريات. يعني مثلا يقول لا المرأة لا يجوز أن تذهب إلى الطبيب لأن هذا محرم. طيب ما هناك طبيبة، ماذا تفعل؟ يقول يجب أن تصبر، لا ما تذهب. نقول لا هذا غلط، هذه ضرورة. يعني for example يعني forbidding the necessities يعني things to be done due to a necessity. For example he says the woman should not go to the male doctors. Right, that is in the normal circumstances. But now she's suffering of an illness that there is no any female doctor can do. So what can she do? You say no. Even she has to be patient with it. This is her qadr. She is objecting the qadr. You say no. You are objecting the qadr. You are the one who is objecting the qadr. Because Allah Ta'ala allowed us to drink khamr when there is no liquid for يعني halal liquid to be drunk for survive and we are about to die. And Allah Ta'ala allowed us to eat the dead animal if that is the only food can keep us alive. نعم. فمنع ذلك يكون من الغلو. Forbidding that be considered from the غلو. أيضا كما أسلفنا يكون في الموقف المتخذ من أو قبل تجاه بعض الناس أو بعض يعني المؤسسات، بعض الناس وبعض المؤسسات. نعم. Also when the position is taken or the ruling is given against some people or some organizations. نعم. Excessively. يعني مثلا يمدح إنسانا يدعو الأولياء من دون الله، يقول هذا إنسان عالم وهذا إنسان فاضل، هذا أنت تتكلمون فيه هذا عالم. هذا المدح الآن تجاوز الحد وغلو. يعني for example we have a da'i that calls to worship other than Allah such as the awliya and their graves. يعني which is of course it is shirk and it is haram. And now this da'i is doing that. So if I criticize him and warn against what he calls to. Someone come to me and say, "Akhi, you are having ghulu. You are having ghulu. This is something, it should not happen. You should not warn against him. This man is very good man. He's da'i. Look how many people listen to him." It's not the matter. The matter is, he is having a mistake. He's calling to other than Allah. He is calling to bid'ah. He is committing these things. Should I now defend him and offend the religion? That's not correct. That's not correct. Na'am. Well, actual act and the opposite is also correct. Alaykum as-salam. يعني مثلا يأتي إلى عالم من العلماء ويبدأ يحط من قدره هذا ليس بعالم هذا كذا هذا. The opposite, he comes to one of the ulama and he starts speaking evil about him and say that he's not عالم, he's a normal one, نعم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أنزل الناس منازلهم. Put the people in their level. فالعالم عالم والطالب طالب والعامي عامي. العالم is عالم and the student is a student of knowledge and the عامي the common Muslim is a common Muslim. نعم. هذا الغلو وأيضا يكون مع الجماعات مع الأفراد الجماعات. And also, this ghulu could be found towards the jama'ah. يعني مثلا يأتي واحد ويمدح جماعة من الجماعات الحزبية القائمة في الساحة الآن. تقول له لكن يا أخي هذه الجماعة عندها من المخالفات الشرعية كذا وكذا وكذا. يقول ولو هذه جماعة من الجماعات الإسلامية لا يجوز أن نتكلم فيها بل نشجعها أحد. يا أخي لكن عندهم مخالفة ولا لا ما في مشكلة. Some people from their غلو they don't even want to hear any criticism against any mistake. They say for example about some جماعات which are existing today in the field of da'wah. You say, for example, this jama'ah has mistakes, this mistake, this mistake, this mistake. Shaykh, why are you saying that? You should not be saying that. This jama'ah, mashallah, is spreading Islam and they have lots of followers and they have an effect, positive effect on the people. Shaykh, that does not mean we cannot criticize their mistakes. We have to warn the people of these mistakes. This is our position. نعم. فهذا أمر لابد أن يفهم أن الخطأ يجب أن يقال عنه خطأ. وإذا استحوذ الخطأ على معظم جوانب إنسان ما أو جماعة ما يجب أن يحذر منها. The mistake is mistake and we have to warn against the mistakes. And when the mistakes goes to form big percent of this individual's entire life or this jama'ah, then we have to warn against this person or this jama'ah. It's not correct to sacrifice Islam for the sake of this person or the jama'ah. لكن هذا لا يعني أننا بالضرورة لابد أن نجرح كل أحد ونتكلم في كل جماعة. And this does not necessarily mean that we criticize everyone and criticize every جماعة. لا بحسب. وهذا من يقدره؟ يقدره العلماء الذين أفنوا أعمارهم في العلم. أن تسمية الغلو هذا من سير أو جرح الناس هذا من عمل العلماء ليس من عمل طلاب العلم الصغار ولا العامة. هذا جرح تعبيرا criticism and like that. This would only be done by the ulama, those who spend their lives in ilm. Not even طلاب العلم who are young طلاب العلم. Rather than the awam. Now, this is the duty of the ulama. نعم. لماذا؟ لأن الأمر المترتب على غلو المدح وغلو الذم إما هو التجميع أو التنفير. فإما تجمع على أمر خطر أو تنفر عن أمر يعني جيد. Because the warning against something, and the ghulu, it is either warning against something, and sometimes this thing, if you are not capable to judge the individuals and the jama'at, then what will happen? You either would the, what we call it the ghulu al-madh, the ghulu in praising, might bring people to what is harmful. الحق ومدح الجماعات الحزبية ومدح الفرق الضالة. Likewise of those who praise the Sufis and the Hizbis and the يعني the misguided groups. Praising them will have the people come towards them. وأيضا في المقابل غلو الذم في أناس ومساجد وجمعيات قائمة على السنة قائمة على السنة قد يكون عندها بعض الأخطاء أو عندهم بعض الأخطاء لكن لا ترتقي إلى أن نحذر منها بالكلية. There might be also as we said the غلو of ذم or dispraising or dispraising نعم against some du'at or some organizations and this will have the people turn away from them. Why? Because they have mistakes. Yeah, they have mistakes, but if the mistakes, as you said, these mistakes, who can evaluate them? So we know that these are valid to warn without any ghulu, or call to this person or jama'ah without any ghulu too. Now, this only can be done by i'alim. I'alim. Now, ممن تلبسوا بالغلو في الزمن الماضي الخوارج. From those who got into غلو in the old days, the خوارج. اسمع إلى ما قال سيدهم أو أولهم ذي الثدية. Listen to what their first man or the يعني كم سار the first man the Sadiya said قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يقسم غنائم حنين. He said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was distributing the captives of غنائم اعدل يا محمد فإن قسمة ما أريد بها وجه الله اعدل يا محمد فإن قسمة ما أريد بها وجه الله. He said, be just, O Muhammad, in your distribution, as this, a distribution conducted not for the sake of Allah. طيب الآن يا أخوان عندنا اثنين. الأول قال ما شاء الله وشئت. We have two types of people. The first one said to the Prophet ﷺ, what Allah wills and what He will. والثاني قال اعدل يا محمد فإن قسمة ما أريد بوجه الله. And the second said, O Muhammad, be just in your distribution as this is not for the sake of Allah. ذاك كان فيه غلو وهذا فيه غلو. That one is based on غلو and this one based on غلو. هل سكت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أي من الغلوين؟ Did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم keep quiet with any of the two types of غلو؟ لا. قال الأول أجعلتني لله ندا. He said to him, have you taken me as a equivalent and partner to Allah? ولكن لم لم يحذر منه لأنه علم أن هذا رجل مؤمن وإنما قال هذا بناء على جهل ما علم لما علمه توقف. عيسى عليه السلام did not warn against this man. Why? Because this غلو been يعني found from this man just out of يعني ignorance. He did not know that it would يعني it would be considered غلو. And that's why Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not do other than correcting him and the man accepted and was corrected. لكن الثاني ذي الثدية, but the second which is ذي الثدية, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شجب مقالته وحذر منه. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم condemned his statement and he warned against him. قال من يعدل إن لم يعدل رسول الله. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said who can be just if رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is not just. ثم ماذا and then what, ثم قال يخرج من ضئضئ هذا يعني من نسله أو على طريقته وفكره أقوام تحقرون صلاتكم إلى صلاتهم وقراءتكم إلى قراءتهم وصيامكم إلى صيامهم يمرقون من الدين كما يمرق السهم من الرمية. عيسى عليه السلام said from the like of this person there will be found people who you will find your worship, your prayer is nothing compared to their prayer. Your recitation of Quran is nothing compared to their recitation of Quran. Your fasting is nothing compared to their fasting. But they will come off the religion as fast as the arrow or the spear goes out of the shot animal or hunted animal. وفي الحديث الآخر قال ثم لا يعودون فيه. فالصحاحة وجمع من أهل العلم كالشيخ ابن باز وغيره. And in the other narration Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said and they will return back to the religion. They will not return back to the religion. And this was indicated by number of علماء from then الشيخ ابن باز رحمه الله تعالى. وهؤلاء هم الخوارج غلوا في نقدهم ل يعني بعض يعني الصالحين. يعني مثلا هذا الرجل رأى أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعطى بعض الناس ولم يعطي الآخرين. This man saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave some people and he did not give some others. لكن لفساد ما في قلبه قال هذه المقولة السيئة. And because of the false عقيدة he had, he said this false statement. في نفس الحادثة, in the same incident, ولنفس السبب, and for the same reason, الذي هذا الرجل قال مقالته القبيحة فيه, which this man said is evil statement for الأنصار. الأنصار وجدوا في أنفسهم أنه أعطى ناس ولم يعطيهم. That he gave some people but he did not give them. فماذا فعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ What did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم do? جمعهم وقال لهم كلاما جميلا طيب خاطرهم به. He gathered them and he said to them some good words that they were pleased with. لماذا ما عملهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل ذاك؟ لأنهم أولا صادقين في إيمانهم. Why he صلى الله عليه وسلم did not treat them the way he treated that man? Because first of all They are honest in their belief. الثاني, the second, أنهم ما استخدموا عبارات خبيثة مثل عبارة هذا الرجل. They did not use as يعني evil word as this man's word. نعم, وهذا يدل على حسن وسلامة صدورهم, بينما ذاك الرجل قال كلاما يدل على سوء نيته وفساد عقيدته. They said words that shows their pure iman. نعم, but it was a mistake. Just a mistake. What they did was a mistake. What he, that man, did is a mistake. But because that, those people's mistake was due to proper belief. It's just ijtihad. They had proper belief, just false ijtihad. So the words that they used did not come to be or to criticize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and name him as someone who does not fear Allah. But that's why that man's word was due to the false belief. He has a false belief. He was a munafiq. He was a hypocrite. ولذلك اتهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأنه ليس مخلصا. And that's why he accused رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that he is not sincere. He did not do that for the sake of Allah. نعم, إذن هذا من الغلو. So this is from the غلو. This is from the غلو. الغلو مشكلة عالمية ليست إقليمية. The غلو is a universal problem. It is not a regional or local problem or national problem, but it is international problem, a universal problem. على مستوى العالم تجد هناك غلو عند كل أهل الأرض في مختلف أديانهم وعقائدهم ومذاهبهم. You will find غلو to the all people of the world with whatsoever belief or يعني religion they are upon. هناك غلو. نعم, ينتج عن هذا الغلو أمور سيئة. This غلو will produce bad things. مثل الإرهاب. مثل الإرهاب. يعني الإرهاب وليد الغلو. الإرهاب وليد الغلو. Like the terrorism. Terrorism is the baby of غلو. Terrorism is baby of extremism, of غلو. نعم. والناظر اليوم في أحوال الناس يرى أن معظم المشاكل في العالم إنما هي بسبب الغلو. And whoever looks to the problems of the people today all around the world, he finds that it is only because of the غلو. فيكون الغلو في الحب أو في البغض. The غلو become in love and in hate. ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الطريق الصحيحة في الاعتدال. And our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم teaches us the proper way in being balanced. فماذا يقول؟ يقول أحبب حبيبك هونا ما عسى أن يكون بغيضك يوما ما وأبغض بغيضك هونا ما عسى أن يكون حبيبك يوما ما. يسوع صلى الله عليه وسلم hate the one you love just little, don't go extreme in your hate because you have a clash or a problem. You go beyond all the boundaries and يعني show a very bad amount of hate towards your brother or the one you love. So we don't say that you cannot hate. You are human. You're human. There must be some, but do not allow it to grow and increase and spread. No, just try to control it. هونا ما أحبب حبيبك هونا ما وأبغض بغيضك هونا ما. So whoever you love, you don't give all of your love to him. طبعا other than Allah and the Messenger and the Deen. نعم. إنما عامة يعني بالنسبة لغير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة فأنت حبك يكون باعتدال. So for other than the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sahaba, your love towards human must be balanced. Must be balanced. فلا تحب يعني حبا يجعلك تعتقد أن كل ما يفعله ويقول هذا الإنسان صواب. So you don't love this person to the limit that يعني you exceed all the boundaries and limits that makes you to say and think that all what he says is wrong. Sorry, is right. ولا تبغض أيضا يعني بغضا عاما إلا من أمرت ببغض بغضا يعني لا مهاودة فيه. And you don't hate just generally like that except whom you are commanded to hate يعني with no any possibility of changing the state. Well, الشيطان. And it is the شيطان. لا يوجد أي إمكانية للصلح مع الشيطان. There is no any possibility to يعني to come as a friend of the شيطان. عليكم السلام. نعم. فيجب على الإنسان أن يحب باعتدال ويبغض باعتدال. أعطيكم مثال. I'll give an example. داعية من دعاة أهل السنة والجماعة. A caller of أهل السنة والجماعة. علم أن هناك يعني خلاف بين عالمين. He knew that there is a conflict between two scholars. وهو يميل إلى أحدهما. And he loves one of them more than the other. طيب. شوف الآن عدم الاعتدال ماذا ينتج عنه. Look to the unbalance in love. What can يعني consequence. غلو. غلو. هذا العالم الثاني ألف كتابا ذا نفع ما يعني نافع للأمة تحتاج الأمة في العقيدة. This scholar combined a book in عقيدة that the أمة need. فجيء لهذا الأخ وقيل له وهو عنده يعني محل لبيع الكتب. He has a place to sell books. فقيل له لو بعت هذا في مكتبتك أو في محلك. فقال من المؤلف؟ قيل فلان. قال لا هذا تكلم بشيخي ما نبيع كتبه ولا نبع. هذا غلو. هذا غلو في حب شيخي وغلو في ذم الشيخ الآخر. هذا مذموم. هذا ليس جيد. So this person said when he was told about this book of the aqidah that the ummah need compiled by this scholar, he said no, I'm not going to put it in my shelves, on my shelves, because this man, this alim, has spoken against my alim, the alim that I love. So this is ghulu, ghulu of love from one side and ghulu of hate from other side. نعم. وهذا أيضا من الخطأ. هذا من الخطأ. ومن الغلو أيضا أن بعض الناس مثلا يقول الشيخ قال كذا. تقول له لكن هناك من أهل العلم قال غير ذلك. يقول ماذا تقول أنت؟ أنا أقول لك الشيخ فلان يقول تقول لي غير أهل العلم قال، هذا غلو. يعني he says to you that Sheikh so and so said so and so. You say but some other Sheikh said different. You say what do you think? What do you say? I'm telling you Sheikh so and so said this. You're telling me that some other Sheikh said. Subhanallah, هذا غلو. هذا this is غلو. إذا لم يكن هذا غلوا إذا ماذا يكون الغلو؟ If this is not غلو then what is غلو؟ Then what is غلو؟ نعم. إذا الإنسان ينبغي أن يحذر. ليس بالضرورة أن يكون الغلو يعني في ال في ال في الحب والمدح، لكن حتى في الذم يكون غلو، يكون زيادة. كما ذكرت لكم سابقا بالأمس الشيخ والعالم واليوم الجاهل وال I just said to you earlier. Yesterday was the عالم this and they were around him. Today is جاهل is هذا عدم فهم للشريعة. This is يعني misunderstanding of the شريعة وللضوابط الشرعية and the principles of the شريعة. نعم. فبعض الناس يهون الأمر وكأنه لا شيء، وبعض الناس يشدد في الأمر كأنه كفر. Some of the people say يعني find it very small like if it is nothing. And some others يعني deal with it like if it is كفر. وهذا كله من الخطأ. This is all from the mistakes and it is wrong. ينتج عن هذا كما قلنا يعني come as a result of this خطورة ترويع المجتمعات وهو الإرهاب. What comes out of that is the danger of terroring the communities and people, which is known by the terrorism. فلذلك ينبغي للإنسان أن يعني يتقي الله في هذا. وكما رأينا أن الغلو إما أن يكون فعل أو رد فعل. And as we see that the غلو it is either يعني an action or a reaction. An action or a reaction. رجل جاء إلى قبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنا أعطيت الآن شوف هذا بناء على الفعل the action. A man came to the grave of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ماذا؟ قال يا من ليس لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحادث العمني. أنت يا من من جوده الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومه علم اللوح والقلم. إن لم تكن يوم المعاد آخذا بيدي وإلا فقل يا جلة القدم. انظر كيف يخاطب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا غلو. لم يبق لله شيئا. Look to this man how he directed speech to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said ماذا نسيت أنا الآن قلت من حفظ أيه. What did he say ها لا قريب من هذا قلت قال هذا وهو المصير يقول في البردة المصير يقول في البردة أنت يا من ليس لي من ألوذ به. He says, oh you, the one who I have no one else to go back to for protection. عند حلول الحادث العمني. Whenever the major crisis occurred to me. أنت يا من من جوده الدنيا وضرتها. You, the one who of his kindness this life is found and the hereafter is found. ومن علومي علم اللوح والقلم. And from your science, from your knowledge is the knowledge of the lawh, the preserved book, and the pen, which Allah commanded to write the destiny of everything until the day of resurrection. What else left for Allah? What else left for Allah? Is he describing Rasulullah or is he describing Allah? For he is directing this speech in his long poem to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, if on the day of resurrection you are not going to take me from my hand, meaning to the Jannah, otherwise my foot will slip on the sirat and fall into the fire. ماذا بقي لله؟ What else? هذا غلو. هذا غلو. هذا غلو. هذا يسمونه غلو المدح. هذا يسمونه غلو المدح. They call it the غلو of praising. Over praise. Excessive praising. نعم. وكذلك يكون ردة فعل. يكون ردة فعل. It would be also غلو in reaction. غلو الرياكشن. يعني مثلا كنا مرة في سطح المسجد الحرام في رمضان العشر الأخير في الثلث الأخير في العشر الأخير نعم من رمضان. We were on the top roof of the Masjid al-Haram one day and the last night of Ramadan عند الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله. With Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen in his circle of knowledge, may Allah be pleased with him. فحصلت مشكلة في المسجد الحرام. بعض الشباب سلفي مر بمجلس محمد علوي المالكي. وبالمناسبة محمد علوي المالكي لست أنا. وليس هو منا ولا نحن منه. هو مالك المذهب حسني النسب أو نعم مغربي المولد نعم صوفي المذهب صوفي العقيدة المشرق من هو من غلاة الصوفية بل هو رئيسه في هذا الزمان. طبعا الصوفية طوائف فهو رئيس طائف من الطوائف. مات هلك. طبعا له كتاب اسمه الذخائر المحمدية فيه كفر قد اجتمع به علماء الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز وعبد الله بن حميد والشيخ عبد الله المنيع وناقشوه فيه. This man has a book called الذخائر المحمدية full of كفر. He was debated by الشيخ بن باز الشيخ عبد الله بن حميد the father of صالح بن حميد the father of him and Abdullah bin Mini. But he yani insisted to be Abun what he was Abun. Anyway, this man was sitting in the Haram. كان جالس في الحرم الدور الأرضي the ground floor وحوله مريدين. And some of his مريدين are the students of the Sufis. They call themselves مريدين. So they were around him and they were يعني, saying words which is shirk. كانوا يقولون عبارات شركية. فمر بعض الشباب السلفي الغيور some of the شباب who were سلفي who were jealous to their يعني, religion يعني, they feared anything that can oppose it or damage it. فلما سمعوا هذا غضبوا وتكلموا عليهم فتشاجروا بالأيدي. فبلغ الخبر إلى الشيخ فغضب الشيخ. لم يغضب الشيخ لأنهم أنكروا منكر لكن لأنهم غلوا في هذا. أولئك المريدين غلوا في الشيخ وأولئك الإخوان غلوا في طريقة الإنكار فأحدثت مشكلة. So that time the news came approached the sheikh that This thing happened, so the Sheikh was not quite happy with what happened. Not because they, يعني practice the inkar al munkar, but because they were exceeding the limits of that, they were exceeding the limits. يعني كان يكفي أن يبلغوا الجهات المختصة. It was enough for them to go and complain to the authorities. والجهات المختصة تتعامل معها. لكن يعني غلوا في إنكار المنكر، فحدث منه يعني أمر منكر. So they went so extreme in يعني إنكار المنكر, and as a result happened something more منكر than that. لذلك ينبغي الإنسان أن يعني يفقه دين الله حتى لا يكون هناك غلو مدح ولا غلو دم. لا يكون هناك غلو لأي الجانبين. So one need to have the proper understanding of the religion of Allah so that he does not fall into either type of the غلو, مدح أو دم. نعم مدح أو دم. هل مشكلة الغلو مشكلة يعني مؤقتة أو دائمة؟ الصحيح أنها مشكلة دائمة, أنها مشكلة دائمة تتكرر بعد كل زمان. Is the problem of غلو يعني temporarily يعني or permanent problem? Is it temporary or permanent? The correct is that it is permanent. منذ أن بدأت في عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على يد الفدية إلى قيام الساعة. Things will be done at the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. By that man the الفدية who said be just until the day of resurrection. انظر بعد موت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خرجوا مرة أخرى على عثمان فقتلوه وهو يقرأ القرآن. They came again at the time of Uthman and they killed Uthman while he was reciting the Quran. كذلك في عهد علي أيضا وقتلوا علي. Also they came at the time of Ali and they killed Ali. وهكذا استمر إلى يومنا هذا, إلى يومنا هذا. فما المخلص, فما المخلص من ذلك؟ المخلص من ذلك هو قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحدث حبيبك هون الماء عسى يكون بغيضك يوم ما, وأبغض بغيضك هون الماء عسى يكون حبيبك يوم ما. فيكون عندنا اعتدال, اعتدال, فلا يعني نشتط في الحب ولا نشتط في البغض إلا لمن أمرنا بحبه حبا مطلق, حب الله عز وجل, وببغضي بغضا مطلق وهو بغض الشيطان القديم. نعم. So it is only for that whom we are commanded to love him the most, which is Allah Ta'ala, and for that who we are commanded to hate the most, which is the shaitan. وبين هؤلاء وبين يعني هذا الحب وهذا البغض هناك درجات, هناك درجات. نحب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعظم ما يكون في حب الخلق. And between the love, this love of Allah and the hate of the shaitan, there are ranks of love and hate. We love the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the most, but we don't raise him to the level of Allah. نعم. ونبغض الكافر, and we hate the كافر, لكن لا يعني نشتطه الغضب إلى أن نلعنه كما لعن الشيطان إذا كان حيا. But we don't go beyond the limits to curse him if he is alive, this kafir person, as the shaitan is cursed. أنا ما أحد لعن في حياتي إلا الشيطان. No one has been cursed in his life except the shaitan. نعم. فما يعني يجب أن يكون عندنا اعتدال, يجب أن يكون عندنا اعتدال نعم، ولا أعني بالاعتدال ما يسمونه بمبدأ الموازنة. I don't mean by the balance that we should be upon what they call the موازنات. Meaning, يعني يقول لابد إذا ذكرت إنسانا لابد تذكر محاسنه ومساوئه في وقت واحد. نقول هذا خطأ، هذا له وقت، هذا له وقت. و يعني ذكر المساوئ فقط له وقت. We say this has يعني time to mention the bad and good of the person. This has a time and a way to يعني or a reason or a purpose to say that. But there is also other reason and purpose to say only the bad. Only the bad. نعم. ولا حاجة لذكر الحسن الحسنات التي عنده. And there will be no need at that time to mention whatever good things that he has. لكن هو المشكلة أن الناس لا تعرف أنت كيف تتعاطى مع هذه الأمور. The problem is that people do not know how to deal with this things. وهذا سببه قلة العلم من جهة، وقلة الإخلاص من جهة أخرى. And the reason for that is either lack of knowledge from one side and also lack of sincerity from the other side. Lack of sincerity from other side. نعم. وأيضا العصبيات والحزبيات. And also يعني the حزبية extremism in holding the party, the حزب, the مذهب, the جماعة whatsoever. I'm not going to leave them, I'm not going to say nothing about them, even no, that's wrong. هذا خطأ يا أخي، هذا خطأ. نعم. وكذلك من الأسباب البعد عن العلماء، بعد عن العلماء وعدم عرض المسائل عليهم وعدم تلقي العلم عنهم. And also from these problems is the يعني running away from the علماء and not returning back the problems and crisis or whatsoever to them so they can judge it. And also to stay away from their circles of knowledge. والذهاب إلى دعاة السوء والفتنة and then going to the colors of evil and فتنة. نعم. ومن أعجب ما رأيت أن في أحد سفرات الغرب and from what يعني the most يعني strange thing that I found and one of my journeys to the West أنه كان هناك شاب جاء به إلي وقيل أنه يعني يقول بأن التوحيد أربعة أقسام، ثلاثة المعروفة وتوحيد الحاكمية. And one of my journeys I was يعني introduced to a young man or a young man was introduced to me who was saying that توحيد is four categories, the three that we all know, and he added on four called الحاكمية. طبعا هو ليس من عندي ولا يعرف هذا الأمور. It's not from him. He does not speak Arabic. He does not have any knowledge. No. And he's living in the West, far away from the ulama. طيب. قلت له من أنجع بهذا التوحيد؟ نرجع للعلماء. ماذا؟ قال أنا أخذته من العلماء. He said, I asked him, where will I get this one? Let's go back to the ulama. He said, I got it from the ulama. I said, which ulama? قال علماء السعودية. He said, from the ulama of Saudi. I said, okay. Name some. فقال لي فيصل عبد الله وعمر عبد الرحمن. He said, it's فيصل عبد الله and عمر عبد الرحمن. تعرفون فيصل عبد الله؟ جامايكي. تعرفونه؟ سلوا عمر هو بلدي يعرفه هذا الضال. هذا الرجل بسمع عن فيصل عبد الله امبرس اسلام ريفرت تو اسلام and he applied to جامعة الإمام محمد بن سعود الرياض and he was given the scholarship. He went to Riyadh but he failed. He was given the chance many times but he failed. He could not understand Islam, so he could not answer the questions in the exam. He failed. When he failed, he wanted to give some kind of excuse for himself. He said that the Jam'a al-Kuffar. Jam'a al-Imam Muhammad Saud al-Kuffar. First of all, he said, they are not Salafis. And there is no any Salafi in Saudi Arabia. Even the ulama, even Baz did this. That's Faisal Abdullah. Right? Umar Abdul Rahman. I said to him, okay, Faisal Abdullah is not from Saudi, first of all. Faisal Abdullah is from Jamaica. Was in the UK for some time, and then he was deported from the UK, and now he's in Africa. So he's not from Saudi at all. So how come you consider him a alim? Well, then he's from Saudi. So this is not correct. The information you wrote about the individual that you follow is not correct. And Umar Abdul Rahman, he's Egyptian, right, who was living in London. And then he was deported to America. Right. I said to him, okay. Now for Umar Abdul Rahman, I can understand he's Egyptian. Can you show me who the ulama in Egypt say that he's alim? Witness that he's alim? I said to him, okay, no one of the ulama in Egypt, and there are many, said that Umar Abdul Rahman is alim. None of them. So how can we consider him alim? I said to him, why don't we go back to the ulama that the ummah agree upon? Let's go back to Sheikh Ibn Baz. He said, he's kafir. I said, okay, akhi. Kafir is somebody who rejected Islam. Can you show me where Ibn Baz rejected Islam? Of course, he has no ilm, but he got this from the media, internet, and etc. He could not give nothing. I said, okay. Leave Ibn Baz, Ibn Azamin, these are. He said that they are with the ruler. I said, okay. What about the ruler? He said, this king is kafir. I said, okay, why? He started giving some silly things. Silly things, huh? Okay. I said, okay, خلاص. Leave Ibn Baz, leave Ibn Azamin, these are Saudis. Let's take Albani. He's not Saudi, he's not living in Saudi. But he did not say what you say. He never said that Ibn Baz is Baal, rather that he said kafir. He said a great alim. He said Albani is kafir. I said, subhanAllah. I'm okay. Leave Albani. We'll take Muqbil al-Wad'i from Yemen. Muqbil al-Wad'i is someone who was banned from coming into the kingdom for many years. Let's see if he said that the ulama are kuffar. But what we see that all respect from Sheikh Muqbil to the ulama of Saudi, and Sheikh Ibn Baz and Uthaymeen and others. He said Muqbil is kafir. I said, subhanAllah. I said, Akhi, طيب, okay, can you name one? He said, I don't know nobody except Umar Abdul Rahman and Faisal Abdullah Abu Dahaq. I said, okay, now you are naming Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, astaghfirullah for this, liar. Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that when there is no, when the ulama, when there are no ulama at all, people will take Ru'us Juhal. Right? Now, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us that. And he said that he told us about the signs of the true alim and the one who is not true alim. And you're now naming أمر عبد الرحمن and فيصل عبد الله to be the two ulama. He صلى الله عليه وسلم told us that this ilm will be carried by the udul. What is the meaning of udul? What is the definition of udul? He doesn't know. The udul are the people who are qualified in ilm. Umar Abdul Rahman said, so if these ulama bin Baz, Uthaymeen, Muqbil, Al-Thani, ulama of Egypt, ulama of Morocco, ulama of Pakistan, ulama of Somalia, these all kuffar. Only Faisal Abdullah, but Faisal Abdullah said. So there is no alim. So we must be at the time of the Qiyamah now. Where is the Qiyamah? Where is the Qiyamah? See how the ghulu goes. Yani he loved Faisal Abdullah for his, as they say, powerful speech against the rulers. And because he hated the rulers, now he started naming the rulers kuffar, the scholars kuffar, but no ilm. Ghulu, only ghulu, only ghulu, with no justice. And one other journey, I was in one Western country and the brothers took me to a restaurant, one of the restaurants there. And one of the Arabs who are working in that restaurant came to me and he saw how I'm dressing. And he said, are you from Saudi? I said, yes, I'm from Saudi. And then he said to me, he asked me, how is the kafir? I said, well, the kafir is here, the kuffar is here. You can't see me. You ask me, I'm a stranger here. He said, no, there is one kafir. I said, subhanAllah, this whole world, there's only one cousin. Who's that? He said, King Fahd. I said, Akhi, why do you insist to call him cousin? He said, I was in Jeddah and I was deported. I said, is it because of that or he's cousin? Now then, you are telling me that you are in Canada, so the president of Canada is Muslim because he accepted you. So now the scale is who accept you, who welcome you, or who do not. How can that be? See how the people, subhanAllah, how the shaitan yani drives the people to the balala, to the ashri, subhanAllah. Min asbab intishar al-ghulu, from the reasons of why the spreading of the ghulu, is that the youth are taking the position of the eldest in age and in knowledge. In age and in knowledge. I remember here, and I mention here, one day we were with Sheikh Muhammad Adam, our Sheikh Hafizullah Muhammad Adam al-Kiwi in Mecca, when a young man is now in jail for takfir. This young man came to the Sheikh and he said, yeah, Sheikh, I want the tazkiyah, I want ijazah from you, because I memorize Bukhari, Muslim, and the books of Hadith. The Sheikh said to him, okay, you stay with us for 3 months, and every day we test you in certain Hadith, and you see. He said, no, Sheikh, I can't stay here. I have to go back to my place. Said, well, if you can't stay here, I can't recommend you. I can't just give recommendation for that. And see Allah Ta'ala how He saved this alim, because he's alim. Maybe if He gave him recommendation, this boy later on started making takfir. And he was put in jail, until now. So, why? Because he was very young lad. And I came to where he lived in the hotel where he was staying in Mecca, and I was shocked how the young people around him, Sheikh Alim, and he is subhanAllah acting like Imam Ahmad or Bukhari or subhanAllah. Later on he ended up in jail because in small issues that the eldest common Muslims, because of their age, they know that this is wrong. They know that this is wrong. Yeah? And by the way, at that time he used to say, radio is haram. Because this is like jinn, like magic, like how come one person talks there and we hear this? Subhanallah. And he took the radio off his car. No radio in his car. I said, okay, but the car wasn't there at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu And later on he had a website and mashallah, subhanallah. So, sometimes, as I said, hating the mercy of Allah that He bestowed on certain people. As I said, of this man who was deported from Saudi. Why he has ghulu? Just because he hated them. Because he hated them. They did not allow him to stay. Maybe I asked him, Akhi, be honest with me, what deviation you committed, you did, so they removed or deported you? And I'm sure that he was doing something wrong. I said to him, from your country, there are so many people in Saudi, I know them. I know them, I live amongst them. And in other occasion, other man, I was talking about hijrah, or teaching about the hijrah, the legitimate hijrah and the illegitimate hijrah. Because many of you maybe came from Muslim countries to the non-Muslim countries, and they or their fathers consider that this is hijrah, but this is not hijrah. Hijrah is to go from the land of kufr to the land of Islam. So when I said this, he stood and he said, Ya Akhi, how come you say that? This, and started shouting, I said, Akhi, let me finish my lecture, and then we sit together. So I got into the office, and I said, Akhi, now only you and I. Tell me the truth. What's wrong with you? And he started crying. Crying. He's at that time maybe in his 40s. He said, I'm an engineer. My brother-in-law works in King Faisal Hospital in Riyadh as a doctor. I sent him my papers and I wanted to apply for a job. But he said to me that here in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they don't accept other than people who carry European passports. And he's from one of the Arab countries. I said to him, Akhi, this is a lie. Your brother-in-law was so jealous, or maybe he didn't want your wife to come to her sister. Because we have there a big number of this country working there. And they don't carry any European passport. Who said that to you? See, and sometimes the hate of some people or some countries, or just because of dunya thing. One man came to me and he said that he started criticizing Saudi Arabia and the rulers and the scholars. Why? He said, Akhi, how come they don't allow us to own our properties there in Saudi? And he is, subhanAllah, he is originally from Muslim country, carrying a Western Kafir passport. I said, what is the principle you want them to take? So, what is the method you want them to take so they allow people to have property there, their own property there? I said, خلاص, I'm a Muslim and I want to own a land there. I said, okay. Which country you are from? And I named his Muslim country. He said, no, I'm not from that country. I'm British. Mm-hmm. I said, see, Akhi, now you feel dishonored if you are linked to your own people. How do you want the Saudis to accept you? You don't find it honorable to be from that tribe, although your face easily can say where you are from. Now, and then I said to him, Akhi, look, how many people carry the same passport that you carry? He said, I don't know, maybe 18, 20 million. I said, okay. How come we
differ between who's Muslim and who's not. Your passport doesn't say Muslim and non-Muslim. It says that you are British, that's it. It does not say you are Muslim or not Muslim. The third thing, how you want them to open the kingdom, open Mecca for anybody, and then the kuffar come and have their own houses near the Kaaba. Yani, sometimes narrow-minded leads to extremism and ghulu. Just because he does not want to think quietly. He says that, I can't live amongst the kuffar. I said, okay, okay, who said live amongst the kuffar? You can come to any Muslim country and live there. You can come and live there. Why do you want them to open it up for all? Then you will have the kuffar here. Because they are not going to say only for Muslims. This is not correct. No? Anyway, sometimes it is only ignorance. It is only ignorance. Not sometimes, but all the time. Adhan, okay. Only 1 minute more. One more minute and then. طيب, inshallah. وأيضا من أسباب انتشار الغلو and from the reasons that the غلو يعني expands no patience. People have no patience. They want things to go like that. وكذلك غياب الحكمة and the absence of wisdom. The absence of wisdom. It's okay, Adhan? Or should I continue? Shaykh Amal. Continue? Right. No, Adhan. I will stop for a minute.